Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show, where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings that are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And, of course, during the spring and summer, although we're gonna go back to all five coaches in a couple weeks, but during the spring and summer, we try and bring the coaches on for the entire program. What a great group of guys we have. Such great human beings, outstanding coaches. It's always a lot of fun. Of course, I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or my brand new venture that I'm just doing for fun. I have my own sports page. It's a website, www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. But tonight, it's a real pleasure. This guy's a great human being. He's an outstanding basketball coach, knows what to do with all the young men that play on his team and get the most out of them. Trevor Hopp, Southwestern Oregon Community College, down in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. And let's go to Trevor right now. Trevor, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Greg. I'm doing awesome. Glad to be on. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. We got a big audience tonight, Trevor, per usual. So, how has your summer been going? We talked to you about 5 weeks ago, actually 6 weeks ago, and I know it's 24/7, 365 for a basketball coach, especially on the college level, but I know you also like to have a little enjoyment with your family and your animals and everything you do away from the basketball court.
No doubt. It feels like it's been a while since I've been on. So, like, once again, it's great to be here. Summer's going great, you know. We're in our fourth week of summer school, so I'm actually teaching a couple classes. And this summer I actually have a couple student-athletes taking classes, not because they needed to for eligibility or anything, but kind of to help them get a head start and keep ahead of things. And they're able to take a biology class, and I have another student-athlete taking anatomy and physiology. And to take some tough classes like that in the summer, it kind of can lighten up their load during the season. So that's pretty nice that they're doing that. We also had our youth basketball camp a couple weeks ago, where we had about 65 youngsters running around the gym, and a few of our players were working that. And actually, we do that with our men's and women's program. We do it together. And so Coach Johnson, my former assistant, now our women's coach, was there, and his assistant coach, Coach Weber, did a lot of the teaching at the clinic or camp, I should say, and we had a few of our guys working there, and it's always fun to get them out and see them coaching and how they respond to it, and some of them just really excelled at it and just had a really a good time. Garrett Stout, our little guard from French Lick, Indiana, he was just eating it up and loving it and coaching them up all day long, and he really enjoyed it, so that was a good week to get that done, and it's something we've been doing. I think this is our seventh year of doing that camp, and it's gotten bigger and better each year, and so we're really happy about that.
Now, French Lick, Indiana, isn't that the home of Larry Bird?
It is. That is the crazy story, and you know, when I say that where he's from, everybody asks me that and ask about him, and he went to the same high school and everything. And so it's kind of crazy that he ended up out here. But his mom moved out here a few years ago, and so he came out, and he's been with us since then.
Now, I got to ask you, Trevor, do you really are enthusiastic and you never miss a show, and you've done this from the beginning, and we've been on a year and a half. I never am going to ask you a better question than this ever, okay? I know this definitely. Are you kind of shocked that Shavka, the great coach at Lane State University, made it out of China without starting an international incident?
You know, I think we can all be, we're all very thankful for that. There were, you know, a couple people were holding their breath when he went over there, and luckily, yeah, no incidents, and he made it back. He was not detained, and coached that team to a winning record over there. I've been asking a lot of questions about it, and what an amazing just trip and opportunity of a lifetime that must have been to coach a team of, you know, former college players over in China and visit and just go around to different areas of that. He's still telling me stuff about it, and it just sounds like an amazing trip. But, yeah, he made it back, and I think he's been back for well over a week now, and I think he still has jet lag, though.
Well, you know, the thing about it is for him to win over there, that just shows right there without you and I knowing there was not Chinese referees. The referees had to be from America cheating for him to win over there. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I don't know. I think he had a pretty good group of players, and you know, he got a couple practices in, so he knows what he's doing and must have had a good time. And but yeah, you never know when you go to a different country or something like that what the officiating is going to be like.
And you know what? That's two more practices than he conducts the entire year at Lane State University.
No.
If he got a couple in. You know, speaking of practices, Trevor, and I know Bruce Chopka, the outstanding coach at Lane Community College. You guys are great friends, and I love it. I love it when coaches are great friends. But it's going to be really interesting. The South Division, I mean, it's. I wished it was starting July 15th, quite frankly. You know, adding Clark to the Southern region, every team is good to begin with. Then you bring another powerhouse in. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be great teams that don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, boy, it's always been a tough division. It's always been competitive. You know, we're always battling each other and for playoff spots, and now we throw Clark in the mix. And it's just, boy, I look at, you know, the signings of these other teams and going, wow, where are the wins going to come? And, you know, such good coaches and a lot of good players. You know, and so I'm expecting just another even tougher season next year. I just look at all these teams going, wow, this is going to be tough. So you're right. I can't wait. I'm excited, a little bit nervous, but we'll be up for the challenge, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Trevor, you know, one of the joys of the NWAC basketball, and it's 34 teams in Oregon, Washington, now Idaho, I guess 35. You know, one of the joys is the crossover tournaments. And as far, you know, you guys are about as far away as it gets to the rest of the teams. There's advantages, disadvantages to that. Do you enjoy them having to travel that far? I guess it's kind of a little different because you don't have to go right back home.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed the crossover. I think, you know, they say it was created, you know, to help teams like us and some of the teams in the outer areas, the Treasure Valleys, the Blue Mountains and things like that, to help them get games and things like that. But that's not the best part of it is that, you know, we're going to see teams that we don't always get to see. And, you know, it's just great to just play different teams, like I said, that we're not always going to get to see. You just never know how the draw is going to work out and where you're going to go. You know, last year we had to go all the way to Moses Lake, which wasn't a very enjoyable trip, but it was still a fun tournament and to play teams that, like I said, we wouldn't normally play. This year it's a little bit closer for us. We get to head up to South Puget Sound. So that trip, you know, isn't any, you know, too bad for that's, you know, almost an average trip for us. So that one will be fine. And I just love the idea of, hey, we're going to play teams that we don't get to see every day, and it's just different matchups and things like that. So, I really enjoy the crossover, and it comes right before the Christmas break. You kind of know, okay, you know, after finals, we're heading on the road to the crossover, and so I'm looking forward to heading up to South Puget for that one. It should be fun.
And I will be up there, actually. I've never been up there, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to come up one of the days of the tournament, and hopefully the first or second day, so I will be able to see you there, and that's always great. And, you know, another thing I was going to ask you about the NWAC, all those teams, you probably know the answer to this better than I am, but the way I saw it, there was only one coaching change in the entire NWAC, and I probably have that messed up. There might be more than one, but one that I know of is all, and that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, I can think of two off the top of my head. I know Mount Hood's got a new coach. And
right.
The other one is Grays Harbor.
Right, you're right. You're right.
Those two off the top of my head. There's a lot of good jobs. There's a lot of people been around a long time. You never know what's going to happen, but usually after this time, the change won't happen. So it doesn't look like there's a lot of turnover this year. It's definitely pretty stable as far as all the coaches in each region.
If you took the average number of years, Trevor, of the coaches in the NWAC on the men's side that they've been at their schools, I don't know the average, but I'd say it'd be a pretty phenomenal, close to be somewhere between 5 and 7, I would think, or maybe even a little higher. That's tremendous. What's the draw of coaching in the NWAC in your mind, both in general and the draw to you coaching in Coos Bay at Southwestern Oregon Community College?
You know, I think guys that end up at our level, that end up staying, they're in it for the long haul, and that's why you do see guys there so long. And I would probably say it's even higher than what you said there. There's a lot of guys that have been in the NWAC, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 years. And I think it's, you get some of those people and then, hey, they figure out this is a great level. You get to help young people. You get to mentor young people. You get to teach. And I think they just really enjoy it. And that's the way I look at it. I knew I wanted to be a coach from an early age, I kind of figured out, I really like the community college level, and my coach made such a big impact on me, and when I saw this job and was lucky enough to get it 10 years ago, I was just like, okay, I'm done, I'm good, I'm hopefully I'm going to be here a long time, hopefully they're going to want me around, and so that's how it's kind of worked out for me, and it's just been it's just a great place, Southwestern Oregon Community College, and the people we work with, from my athletic director to our deans to all the way up to our president, they're just so supportive, and it's just a pleasure to come into work every day and just to be with good people, and then be around good student athletes. We only want good guys in our program. We really only allow good guys in our program. And so just being around good people, whether it's the people I work with or the student athletes I work with, just that every day makes it enjoyable. And you think of all the relationships and things like that. That's what it comes down to at our place. There's just a lot of great relationships and great people.
We have a lot of fun with Coach Chalk up at Lane State University in beautiful downtown Eugene, Oregon. But I asked you this before, and I'm always intrigued by this, that when best friends coach against each other, is that a miserable experience, or do you enjoy it?
It is before, And it is after. During the game, you're kind of so focused on your team and what's going on. But, I'll admit, and I know Coach C will admit too, the days before are a little awkward. We don't really know what to say to each other. And before the game, we're always talking and things like that. But once the game gets going, it's fine. And then afterwards, one of us has won and one of us has lost. So one of us is going to be happy, one's going to be sad. And it's like, oh my gosh, and then we already move on to the next game and talk about who we got next and things like that.
You know what? Why don't we get the answer from Coach C? He's listening tonight. Would that be all right with you?
Oh, that's fine.
Let's bring him on. He only gets one segment here because, it's not his show tonight. It's Coach Hop's show. But, Coach C, what do you think about that? How's the experience about coaching against your best friend?
Geez, I'm making dinner here, and you guys are putting me on the radio. I love it. We talked a little bit last time, I think, about it. He had a great word, Coach Hop did. It is awkward, the day before, a couple of days before, because we definitely want to beat the snot out of each other. But, we're almost like family. We hang out so much, talk so much, that kind of thing. But, I think the first couple times it was super awkward, but I think, we sort of mature enough to handle it and not take it personal and that kind of thing. But it's a fun experience. It's fun to see his team and watch his team grow and, see what they're doing schematically and all that stuff and get to know his players because they're his guys. And, we have such a good relationship. We talk about each other's players all the time. So it's awkward. It's fun. It's challenging. It's rewarding, but it does come down to being awkward and weird sometimes.
Coach C, you asked Coach Hop a question that you'd like to, and then I'll put you on hold and you can listen off the air so you can finish cooking your dinner. We don't want any fire department calls coming in,
sure.
Eugene. They're busy enough this time of year.
Yeah, I want Coach Hop to talk about his trip to coaching you live. I want to know how many years in a row this has been. So put me on hold, and I'll take it off the air, as they say on Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, you're right. You got that down pat. You must listen a lot. There we go. Putting him on hold. Go ahead, Trevor.
Yeah, well, Coach is talking about I went to this last Monday and Tuesday. I was down in Orlando, Florida, and I got to attend Coaching U Live, which is a coaching clinic put on by Brendan Thurr, who was an assistant coach with the Bad Boys, the Dins, and he actually was Chuck Daly's assistant on the Dream Team. And him and Kevin Eastman, some people out in the Northwest might remember Kevin Eastman was the coach of Washington State, and he has since been with the Boston Celtics. He was an assistant with the Clippers, and now he's actually the vice president of basketball operations. And I think it was 6 or 7 years ago, they started putting on this conference called Coaching U Live. And I've had the luck or the opportunity to attend each one. And it's just a unique coaching conference where there are NBA head coaches, NBA assistant coaches, college coaches, and just a lot of knowledge and just people that just come in there and don't hold anything back for 2 days. It's just nonstop hoops. And, so got to hear Eric Spoelstra, Stan Van Gundy, those were some guys. Billy Donovan was there. So it was a great speaking lineup, and just got to sit there and take notes, and I'm still trying to organize my notes and get them typed up. I don't know how many pages, but all I know is I think I left with a hand cramp from writing so much. And one of the other highlights of the conference was my favorite author out there, John Gordon, the author of The Energy Bus, Training Camp, just an amazing author, and he got to speak too. So that was my first time to hear him speak live, and he's just a dynamic, positive person, and so to hear his message was really exciting too. So, yeah, I'm still kind of pumped up from being there, and, that makes me want to get back to the gym too, just going to a conference like that gets you all excited.
You know, let me ask you a question, Trevor, about, you know, how was Eric Spoelstra as a speaker? Because, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that, you know, his dad is one of my, you know, without question, one of my closest friends. And I enjoy his dad, John, so much and been such a big help to me in my life. And how was Eric as a speaker?
You know what? He was amazing. He spoke for probably an hour and a half, no notes, just spoke to us and had players out there and had putting them through some offenses and doing some different things. But I was just in awe of, I mean, he went boom, bam, all the way strong for an hour and a half. And once I get nothing, he didn't have any note cards, he didn't have anything, and he brought it. I mean, it was just like, wow, I was very impressed. So, you know, and I mean, I knew that beforehand, but just seeing him live doing that, I mean, I was just even more impressed after seeing him. It was really a treat.
Yeah, he's quite a guy. He's a no-nonsense, very highly competitive, great sense of humor. But, I mean, it's basketball with him 24/7. Hey, let's switch a little bit, Trevor, and talk a little bit about your love of animals like me. I don't have any pets right now for the first time in a long time. I haven't had any for quite a while. I hope to get some pretty soon, but you have a great affection for dogs, and you and your wife and do a lot to help animals that need help.
Yeah, we do. We just I just lucked out in that, you know, I share so many things in common with my wife, but one of the things is just our love for dogs. And you know, we got three right now. We actually haven't we haven't fostered any dogs in a couple months now. She switched jobs and just has been working so much. But, you know, in the past here and a lot of times we do, we'll foster dogs through a local community program called Focus here in the Coos Bay area, where they help, you know, pets get spayed and neutered and find good homes and things like that. And so we're really into, you know, spreading the word and helping people to get their dogs spayed and neutered and cats and just to treat animals right. And we just love them so much. You know, it's a big part of our life, the three dogs we have right now. And they're two of them are sleeping in the other room, but one of them said she was going to stay up and listen to me on the radio tonight. So that's pretty good that Nyack's out here.
Well, you put on a great show for that dog, so it's got to be tail wagging time. I think, you know, in taking us out tonight, Trevor, and you've done a fabulous job per usual, and just I just am so really humbled and honored to know you. And anybody that knows me knows when I make comments, they're not made for flattering; they're made because they're the truth. What do you anticipate from your 15-16 Southwestern Oregon Community College men's team this year?
Well, first off, thank you, because that means a lot, and I've really enjoyed getting to know you and everything you do for us, and so I really appreciate that. You know, we're gonna be fast, and you know, you hear the term now, positionless basketball. And what that means really is that you don't have many big guys. So I know we're not going to be the biggest team around, but typical, we will play fast. I think we're going to be able – I think we're going to have a very good shooting team. So, you know, with the shortened shot clock and you know, maybe people pressing or playing more zone, I think that's just going to help us. Just a good group of guys, hardworking group again, you know, fun personalities, and it's been great seeing some of them here in the summer and keeping in contact with all the other guys and making sure their summers are going well and they're, you know, getting some workouts in and being able to play the guys that aren't here. And so I'm just excited and going to be, looking forward to getting them back on campus and running around with them again. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Trevor, have a great week. We will talk to you. We're actually going to take a couple weeks off from the show. I haven't told Coach Chavka yet because he's the last person we want to ever tell anything to. But we're going to take a couple weeks off. Then we're going to bring all four coaches back on again together because it's just too much fun. And quite frankly, you guys are so awesome. People me all the time. They don't like this half an hour program with anybody. They want to hear everybody every week, but we're going to do it for a couple months after the season in the future. But we're into our second year. That's pretty phenomenal, and one of the reasons is because you and Coach Chavka and Tony Broaddus and Cliff Wagner, and of course we don't want to forget Coach Gabor, who was with us for a long time but isn't anymore because he left his position at Mount Hood. But it's a fun show. The NWAC is underrated basketball. It brings tears to my eyes to be able to help promote it, and I love it, and I'm going to stick with it till I die. And one of the reasons is because of you and Coach Chavka and Coach Wagner and Coach Broaddus and the rest of the crew in the NWAC. So thanks for a great show tonight, Trevor.
All right, thanks a lot, and I appreciate it. And as always, we appreciate what you do for us to help us out in NWAC basketball and things like that. So thanks again for having me on. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Opp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Thanks to Coach Chavka for being a good sport tonight and being a part of the program, and he's always great to talk to as well. And as I mentioned, all the rest of the coaches. We'll be back in a couple weeks on this program. In the meantime, have a great summer, everybody. And tune us in. We're here almost every week at 9:30 Pacific Daylight Time, NWAC South Fast Break Show. And for all you who want to know about the Portland Trailblazers, coming up next and a different link on Blog Talk Radio on the Greg Crawford on Sports Business Show, we're going to have Jay Allen on. Fabulous Jay Allen, who does the best post-game show in all of basketball with the Blazers, and he covers the Oregon Ducks and in football, and he's got a lot to say always. So don't forget to tune that in coming up right after this, but it's a different link. Just look up the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make all your free throws.